playing with me before I turn you to something. Which I'm attracted. Can't with you no more, I'm fasting.
Ew.
What up, people?
Hey, everybody, oh, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Pod.
Gray Area. Woo!
I am Shakoya D.
It's breaking.
It's your boy, Damani.
Oh, pardon me. Good old St. Breeze here at your service.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. That could be love, life, music, mostly music, life. I already said that. And just whatever we feel like talking about. And yeah, let's get into it, y'all. Oh, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a friend, tell a friend.
Subscribe, that's important. Tell a friend, and tell a friend, that's important too.
And hit that notification bell so you know whenever we upload. And yeah, let's get started, y'all. Like, what are we talking about today?
So today's question is it better or worse to have a bad example or no example?
Is it better to have a bad example or no example?
Mm-hmm.
Like in general?
In whatever context you wanna, whether it's like you following your dreams, whether it's a role model, whatever it is.
I don't know, cause I feel like.
I feel like it could be the same. Go ahead.
I was gonna say like. I feel like it depends on the person, and I don't want to say that because we always say that about everything.
Depend on the person.
But like, legit, if you have no example, it can motivate you to create something, but also having no example will make you think that certain things aren't possible sometimes.
But then if you have a bad example, you could use that bad example as the excuse to be exactly like that bad example. And if your main focus is not to be like this bad example, 9 times out of 10, you'll be like this bad example because you're focused. Your attention and your focus, all your energy is going to not being like this bad example.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still, I'm focused on this bad example. So regardless, I'm going to end up like this bad example. Mm-hmm. So it's a tricky question.
What do you think?
Again, the same thing. I think it depends. I think some of the time, it's better to not have an example, because if you don't have an example, you can kind of just go off the cuff and just kind of figure it out as you go, right? So, but I know some people, again, let's talk about a positive role model, right? I would say if you didn't have a positive role model in your life, it gives you the certain amount of space to kind of just do whatever, and it's like, all right, maybe you make some mistakes, maybe you don't, but it's kind of like a lot more freeform, as opposed to if you have a bad example of somebody that's supposed to be a role model, it's like, all right, you're there, but like I have the placeholder for what you're supposed to be, but you're not doing the job right. So I could follow in your footsteps, or I could see your example and do the complete opposite.
But even with that, I think the environment plays a big part. I had just watched a video, it was probably yesterday or the day before. They was talking about a snake only grow as big as the tank you put it in. So, if your environment is limited and you don't have a good example or example to do anything, it's possible that you can only go so far just because you've put yourself in this box just because of where you are.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
First, can you pass me the lotion? My hands.
Yeah.
My hands are ashy. Yeah. I just can't even.
This isn't a sponsor, but it's not a sponsor yet. We're not gonna tell you what type it is.
It's vegan and gluten free though. It's gluten free. I got too much though, but I'm gonna just put it on my arms. Okay, you can say what you were gonna say.
So you were saying, I just want to make sure you were speaking more so if you don't have the example.
If you don't have an example,
mm-hmm.
your environment could limit you.
Could limit you. Okay. So, let's try and make it more specific. I'm going to try and pick this in there. So this got to stand up. All right. Let's say the person who you didn't have your father in your life versus you had your father in your life, but he was a terrible dad, right? Which one do you feel like which one is worse and which one is better? Because you can have, because I've heard a lot of people be like, "Damn, I wish he was here." Even if he was just there, would have made a difference. And another person could be like, "Yeah, he was there. He was terrible. You know how much bad stuff I got from this person?
But I think in that case, it's like, it's subjective, because not having an example and having a bad example, depending on who you are, like, that could go, they could both be really bad, or they could both be really good, like, depending on, I think it really comes down to, like, what is your actual motivation to do anything? Because if, for some people, they need to see other people do stuff or see other options. Or even if you don't have an example, sometimes you get a glimpse of other things, or what other, like, it might be from a movie or something like that. Or from, like, I don't know, you've seen somebody on the street and it's like, oh, okay, is that what a dad's supposed to look like? Like, or something like that. Like, I feel like it's all subjective, because it's also a thing of, if you have a bad example, if we're still going with, like, having a father in your life, whatever. Sometimes if you have a bad example in your life, like, that can hinder you from being all that you could be. Mm. Because you think that this is what it is. Or, like you said, you're so hell-bent on not trying to be like this person that you wind up becoming that person. Mm. And whereas, same thing could happen with not having an example. You could still be so, like, if your dad isn't in your life, you could be so bent on making sure that you're there for your kids that you miss out on other opportunities for yourself. Like, just like when we talk about, we've had this conversation not on the podcast, but, like, we've talked about things that we try not to do, like maybe trauma that we went through, or ways that we were raised, and we'd be like, you know what, I'm not going to do that for my kid. And then you realize, like, you're in certain ways, because you're not doing certain things, or you're so focused on not doing certain things, or maybe doing things instead of whatever you experienced, you might be causing another type of trauma in your child's life, and you don't even realize it. So you never really know what type of effect it's actually going to have. So,
all right, so let's move away from
the child,
right? Let's say we're against, let's go back to pursuing our dreams. Let's say you don't have an example, right? Do you think that's worse or better than
having
a bad example?
I feel like,
I mean, in a way, with a bad example, you know it's possible. Right. So that, what if it don't happen? It may not be there as much, because it's like, I'm a way better such and such. Yeah, or you see what not to do. Like, right. You take everything that they did and know what not to do and what to do, or look at their whole structure and be like, okay, I wouldn't have did it like this. So you got kind of like a blueprint. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have an example, it's just like a blank page. So you can do whatever. And it goes back to depending on the person. That what if it doesn't happen might not be there either. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, then that's amazing. It just really depends on the person. Mm-hmm. Like, what type of person. If you feel like anything, you could do anything, then not having a... if you feel like you could... If you know you could do anything, and anything is possible... Mm-hmm. Not having an example is way better than having a bad example, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think I feel that. And I think, again, depending on what you're doing, like, if you're thinking, because I'm trying to think of, like, if we're talking music, right? Both, I don't even want to use that, because people be copying and pasting. But, like, if we're talking about Drake, before Drake, there wasn't a person like Drake, right, who was started out in acting, was rapping and singing, right? So for him, there really isn't an example for him to follow. He just kind of was going after whatever you're going after.
Finish what you was gonna say, and then I'll say what I was gonna say.
Versus if you're like, and this is a, again, this isn't even a good example that I'm about to say, but like, if you're like Michael Jackson, you're like, all right, I see what James Brown did. I kind of want to do, I'm going to follow in his footsteps and go here. So that's just, you know, just seeing the how those two things differ.
But I don't think James Brown was a bad example. Oh, all right. Like, he wasn't a bad example to, I see him.
As a performer.
As an artist.
But I get what you're saying, because it's hard to kind of come up with, like, what a bad, like, what would one of the greats be, at, like, looking up to as a bad example. Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of it. Okay.
What were you going
to
say, though?
I was going to say, I think it kind of comes down to, like I said before, like, what is your motivation? Like, what's your motivation to keep going? What's your motivation to keep going or to do what you want to do? Because if you do have a bad example, like, and then the bad example was hard just because it's like, is it a bad example because they failed at what they were doing? Is it a bad example because they were a terrible person? Like, what is it? What is the example?
Yeah, like, I mean, it could be a bunch of different things. Like I said, it could be like, all right, you were there. Even if we were going back to the father thing, right? You were there, but you didn't set it. You weren't doing what you were supposed to do while you were there. You just happened to be here. So in that case, it's like, I mean, I probably, like, you could argue, I probably would have been better off if you wasn't here. Like, that would have been,
right?
It was like, because now it's like you terrible with your bills. I'm terrible with my bills too. I watch you do everything. Like, what you know? So
that's true.
I think it just, I mean, it just depends.
Yeah, I think, I really do think it comes down to what is your motivation, because there are some people who are going to see a bad example, but because that's the only example that they have, they're not going to see it necessarily as a bad example, right? They're going to see it as, okay, like, this is how life is, or this is normal, like we talked about, like, just because it's accepted doesn't mean that it's acceptable, right? So, this is normal, this is just how life is, like, this is how you get to this path, like, let's say, and none of us are in the medical field, but let's say somebody wanted to be a doctor, and their only example of a doctor is House from the TV show. Now, he's an amazing doctor, but he be doing some wild stuff. So it's like, you had that example there, so you know that it's possible to be a great doctor, to, you know, discover what's wrong with people, heal the world, da 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 da. But this is your only example, so it's possible that you might get addicted to drugs as well, because you might think, oh, this must be a part of it. Like, if you're great, like, you know, like, you might be sabotaging relationships. You don't know. Versus if you don't have an example at all, and you decide that you want to be a doctor, it might force you to look more into it and, I guess, find or seek out some type of examples that maybe won't be directly in your life, but still, like, some outside examples that you could kind of look up. It might encourage you to go your own route. It might just be like, oh, this is just something that rich people do or that I see on TV. So you just don't know.
So for you guys, do you think you operate better with no example, like no reference point, or do you, even if it's a bad reference point, are you like, as long as I got something, I can build something from that? Do you feel like you operate better?
I gotta think about
that's,
that.
That's a difficult one, because I was about to say something. I was definitely about to say something, but I lost it. Oh, all right. With no reference point, if I know when I use the knowledge that I do have, it's better to have no reference point. Actually, nah. Dang, that's a hard question, because on one side it's like, no reference point is great, because if I once I remember that, it's no right or wrong. Everything is limitless. Like, it's no specific way to do it. Mm-hmm. Just go, and whatever happens, happens. And that's where the fun and excitement and joy and enjoyment of everything comes in. But if I have a blueprint already, I could just take stuff out. It's like a resume, you know? You make it align with what I'm trying to do. And so it's way easier to have a blueprint, whether it's a bad example or a good example. Mm-hmm. As long as the structure, the foundation is there, I could just insert everything. It's a template. Mm-hmm. Yep. So my answer is, if I have a template, mm-hmm. whether it's good or bad, as long as the structure and foundation is good, I'm just inserting. And then learning and experience come from there. Mm-hmm.
So cool.
I was going to say, I want to hear your answer first.
I mean, for me, I think I, as much as I would like to have blueprints, I think a lot of the times I don't end up having blueprints because I think I end up in a lot of places first. So it's like, when you're first, you just kind of like, you don't get the opportunity to look around and be like, hey, what did you do before me? It's a lot of times it's, all right, well, I'm the only person that I know that's been in this spot. So it's like, what am I supposed to do? So I think for me, I've had more examples of me, or I've had less actual physical examples and just kind of had to like feel my way through a lot of the stuff. And I mean, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's like this stuff it'll take me longer because I'm trying to figure stuff out without having anybody to be like, hey, I see what you did. And that's just, I think that's mostly where I've been at.
So which do you find easier?
I mean, I think the blueprint, for me, actually, I don't know if the blueprint is easy because then sometimes I'll get caught up in trying to do stuff like the person that I'm watching. And so, but not doing stuff just because they said it and versus because I'm in a similar space, to me, is a weird way of doing it. Because if I haven't experienced it, I don't know, like, I don't know the why you're doing it. I just know that you're doing this. I don't know why you played the piano this specific way. I just know that you said to do it this way. And until I go into it myself and actually try it out, then I can be like, oh, this is why you're doing it, because it hurts your pinky. Why did I? I was like, okay, cool, I get it. But sometimes you need to be able to, you know, do the stuff and be like, all right, it's like, I see what you're doing. Like, sometimes you need to go into it and just kind of mess up and then figure it out for yourself. So mm-hmm. I think, I don't know if that answers the question at all, but yeah.
You kind of stole some of my answer.
My bad.
I should have went first.
You should have.
I was going to say, for me, because I guess I can kind of relate it to me starting my business. Like, I didn't have no example. Like, I had an example of kind of what to do to, I guess, register it. But past that, like, running the business, I didn't know what I was doing. Still trying to figure out what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I tried to seek out blueprints or examples, but none of them were direct examples to what I
feel like people don't even be wanting to help. Yeah. I didn't take the time to be like, hey, can you?
But even waste time. But even the examples that I found or the help that I found, it didn't align with what I was actually doing. Like, so, or even with music, like, I have examples of great singers, but I didn't necessarily have an example of somebody who was pursuing a music career as an R&B singer, or even just actually pursued the music career past like minimal effort. So I feel like, oh, so I guess I did have some bad examples. No offense, but yeah, I guess I had some bad examples, and it helped me to kind of be like, okay, I don't want to do it like that. But I think that where I am now, as far as my belief in me And I mean, also in God, but like my belief in my own abilities. Right now, I think that it's better for me musically, for my career, to not have a blueprint. Whereas, like, my business, I kind of want a little bit of an example, even if it's a bad one. But I think I'm able to do more right now with not having an example. Because I'm kind of, I guess, I feel like I'm rambling. But I'm kind of pushing the limits and like seeing what I want to do, what I can do, and what direction I actually want to go in. Whereas like if I do have an example, a lot of times I'll be very focused on trying to do things kind of in the way that the example showed me.
Even if it's a bad example.
Yeah, because like I'm like, well, at least it's something else. So maybe I can start with this and then I can figure it out. And it's like, should have just started from scratch.
So another question. Do you feel like the person, if y'all both feel, I don't know did you decide on which one you felt was better?
No example.
Right now in this moment in my life.
So then for you, since you feel like it's easier to have an example than to not have an example, shouldn't the person who has an example go further, considering that their starting point is the blueprint?
Kinda, but what works for everybody doesn't work for everybody.
What works for some people doesn't work for everybody?
That too.
It doesn't work for everybody.
I like how that sounds. It's more artsy.
Because I was thinking about it, if we're using music as an example, right? People would argue, they would be like, all right, well, I mean, this was the blueprint. Whitney Houston was singing every day for 4 years. This is the blueprint you got to follow. But then some people argue that now people don't sing as well as they used to. But it's like, we have way more technology. We have better stuff for your voice. Like we know better stuff. We should be on paper. We should be better. But for some reason, the argument is like we're worse off because we had the example, as opposed to people who just kind of were.
I mean, if we staying on music, music was a lot more scarce, like back then. So now, I could wake up and make music. Like, anybody could wake up and make music the way, like, you couldn't just, like, we all got our own stuff. Back then, you had to actually go somewhere and
have a studio,
pay for studio sessions to even create something. Like, it's different. And then going back to having a blueprint, all right, let's stick to the music. Some people's route is going to the radio stations, talking to DJs. Other people are, oh, I'm going to just post. I'm going to let social media go up. Some people just want streams. Some people focus on the open mics and doing the shows. It just depends on the person and how they want to do it. But I still have this blueprint. So now I take the blueprint and mold it to myself and what works for me or what I feel will work for me. I may be a bad example too.
I think that's true though. That was a good example though, because as far as right now in 2022, the route to actually become whatever level of musician that you want to become, it looks very different from back in the 80s or even in the early 2000s, because we have more technology. I mean, and because more people have access to making music. So you get the people who...
It's way more access to people.
Yeah, it's way more access to people. So you get a lot of singers who aren't like belting or I guess singing as well as like the Whitney Houstons and all of that stuff, because it's more people out there, so you're hearing more you're hearing more voices.
And sorry to cut you off, but you have to be Like, it seems like you have to have it all right now. Just because mm-hmm. everybody want access, and everybody has access to the artist's life. Like, you can't just be an artist. Mm. Like, back then, oh, you're an amazing singer. We're going to just focus on the singing, and then we're going to build everything else around you. Mm-hmm. Now it's like you seeing my everyday. So it's like they kind of know me. Before it was more mysterious. Mm. And it's like, oh, who is this person? But now it's like, oh, I see you every day. I know.
But isn't it, because it's, I'm thinking about it like, all right, before DMX was DMX, mm-hmm. right? There was no other DMX, right? But now that there's, now, once DMX comes out, now there's a blueprint for people to be like DMX. Or like, well, I'll use the Rod Wave example. It was like, before Rod Wave came out, he was a big dude singing. As soon as he comes out, there are 30 more that is like, they're following the exact same, whether or not he did it the exact same, they're doing it the exact same way, it's different.
But you still got, it's still like a formula. But I mean, oh, sorry, go ahead.
All I was saying was like, I guess I'm not even really asking which one is better at this point, I guess, but for them, it's like they didn't have an example because they were the first example, and we typically hold them in a higher regard because they were the first example that they didn't have a blueprint. So it's, and like
most of the time they be the best,
which is
because they have a blueprint.
No, they didn't.
Because they didn't have a blueprint.
Yeah, they just created their own thing. Yeah. So it's like,
but
if I created this, you're not about to create. You're not about to use my creation better than I can use my creation.
So then it's better not going.
But, okay, so in that vein, you can say that, yes, it is better to have mm-hmm. no example. Like, but if you think about it, even in that, even creating your own lane, you still had to have an example of what other lanes look like to even, like, you still see the artistry of other people. You like, nah, I ain't doing that. I don't doing that. I'm not doing that. Like, it's still an example.
I feel you. But it's not. I'll use DMX as an example. Before DMX, there was nobody that was growling on a song.
But there was people rapping still.
There were people rapping. That's not what I'm talking about.
But it's
about.
Still an example.
But that's not. I hear what you're saying. But that's not the example for him. Like, for him, it's not. Of course, there's gonna be examples everywhere of everything. But it's like how you were saying with your business, where it's like, it's kind of in the same family, but nobody's doing exactly what I'm doing. So that's, I'm saying for them, when you figure it out, you actually don't have the crutch. You're just out. You're DMX. There's, because before then, how do you market DMX if you don't know how to market DMX?
The growling rapper, barks like a dog.
Yeah, but it's like, bro, it's like the first person to design a snapback. It's like, I want to give this to somebody. How do you market this when nobody else has made this before? It's like, oh no, well, I mean, let's just put it out there as whatever it is, and it's like, go from there. As opposed to, hey, this is the hat without the back. And that's just like, you know what I'm saying? And again, that was a terrible example, y'all. That was a terrible example. But yeah, because when you have the first iteration of something, it's like you don't have an opportunity to be like, hey, this is the blah blah blah. This is the blah blah blah.
But what I'm saying is, you still have the example of what you don't want to be. Like, if you're creating your own lane. The example of, if you're looking and you're like, okay, I don't want to be a Jay-Z. I don't want to be a Lil Wayne. I don't want to be a T-Pain or whatever.
I don't agree with that. If you're creating your own... Well, one, if you don't have... I'm not... When you... You're not looking at other people like, yeah, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like
that. I'm not saying you're just like...
This is what I do. This is what I'm doing. It's not like... I don't like that. It's like, nah, this is what I'm doing.
Well, I
this
know that, but I'm that was lane. An extreme version of people, as if it was a checklist. But I'm not looking. But you know that, like, when we were talking about who knowing who you are, you know that that's not. what you're doing. Or
but
what
you and even still, do. Even the people you're naming, he's like, all right, DMX knew he was, he didn't want to be Jay-Z. Those are great examples.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But there are still examples. I didn't say that there were bad examples. Yeah. I just said you still have an example of the possibility of it.
Even
with having a blueprint. Having a blueprint doesn't mean I'm doing everything exactly how they did it.
I know.
You have the blueprint and then you insert yourself. You can deviate
from it.
In that blueprint. So use the blueprint as a little
trampoline.
But I'm
just saying that there's
still
an example there. That was it. That's all I said. That's still an example.
I mean, when you're creating your own example, you don't have a blueprint to lean off.
I didn't say blueprint. Exactly. I said you still got something to look at to be like if you building a blueprint for a building, and you look over at the other building and you're like, I think I'm gonna create something different, or I think I'm on the path to like doing something different than what that is. Like perfect. This is not that. Perfect. Like,
all right, ready. So the first person to build a building, mm-hmm. What was their blueprint?
God.
Hey, I'm saying, so for the first person that's like, I'm gonna just make a massive building, right? They don't, before then, they didn't have anybody to be like,
the little I'm buildings. Gonna,
what, a hut?
But, and I'll keep using the DMX example, because again, before there was a DMX, there wasn't a DMX.
Right.
So until there's a now that there's DMX, that. Now you have room for people who are kind of, who are, yeah. And it's like, I mean, people could say, some people would say.
That's going to be in my next album, y'all.
Some people would say, like, Pac was, like, part of the inspiration for Pac, for DMX or whatever. Just kind of like, all right, he felt, you know, that he used him as an example. But that's not what I'm saying. If you have, again, especially if you have a bad example, and I mean, everybody has, unless you're the first person in your field entirely, unless you're creating your field, then you're not, you're going to have to follow somebody's example.
But But
there are people who have done it first where they didn't have an example.
I didn't say everybody had an example, but I was just saying, like, a lot of things, even if you're just creating your own lane in an industry that's already there, you have some sort of example. It may not be exactly aligned with what you're doing and what you're creating, but there's some level of example there. And from there, you can determine if it's a good example or a bad example for yourself. But that's all I was saying.
I was saying that there's some people, some things that people, they didn't get an example before they started.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And that's all I was more so saying. But
I know. Oh, I did it again.
Yeah, you just slap it, it's like.
That was soft, though. That was a soft one. But, yeah, that's all I was saying. I get what y'all saying, and I agree, like, but I was just saying, like, it still be sometimes, a lot of times, there's still some level of some sort of example that's there, you know.
And I just think in general, for me and how I've operated in life, I think it's better to just not have an example and just because now I can make it whatever I feel like making it. Like I can do it however I feel like doing it. There isn't a right and a wrong way for me to do it if nobody's done it before. So it's like, let me just. Like, nobody was hee-hee before Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
I will say for me, although a lot of times it's easier, depending on what you're doing, it can be easier to have an example. It just be... Oh, dang, I lost my thought.
For me, while you're getting that thought... My brain don't work how other people's brains work. So I see the example, mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, I see the example. But my brain be on somewhere else. So I'm looking at this example, and I'm going to use the example. But I'm going to use it in a way where it makes sense in my head. In action.
All right, figure it out. So... Almost similar to that, but like sometimes it can be easier to have an example at least to start with, But for me, a lot of times, if I am trying to follow some sort of example, it starts to feel a little cringy. Like, it don't feel natural to me. And then I'll start thinking too much, and then it'd be like, you just got to do whatever feels right to what you're doing. Like, create what you're creating. Don't try to match this up, because clearly it's not aligning. Because something's not aligning, because this doesn't feel right.
But with the blueprint and the example, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to match up. It's just a starting point.
Yeah, like, I know, but I'm saying, like,
you could take out whatever you want. You could put in whatever you want. But it's like, I can start here.
Yeah, but what I had said earlier was, a lot of times if I have an example, I'd be trying to stick. I'd be trying to stick with the example. And then once I start doing that, it's like, I'd be like, oh, this ain't right. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing. Let me go this way and create what I was actually
It's almost like it would have been better if you
didn't have an example. That's what I was trying to say.
It's almost like it would have been better.
Yeah, so for me. So for me, a lot of times it's better if I don't have an example, even though I do be wanting. Well, maybe it's not that I be wanting an example. I do be wanting some assistance sometimes.
Yeah, somebody, just phone a friend. I made it this far, and I don't know what to do next to get to blah, blah, blah. You got any advice?
Right.
I want you to do it for me. If you want to do it, go ahead. But
if you could just point me
in the right direction. All right, go to the Quick Trip, make a left. Go to the second light. And then it's going to be on your right-hand side. Just something like that.
Yeah. And then I'll decide if I want to go to the Quick Trip and go right just to see what's over there, or if I want to go left and listen to what you said.
Right. Y'all are funny.
No, but yeah, I think that's really what it is. So I don't necessarily think it's better. I know that we were like, we're not asked that question anymore. I don't think it's better or worse to have an example versus not having an example. It just really depends on you.
So the moral of this pod, hold on, let me take the glasses off so y'all know it's real. The moral of this pod is, know yourself.
Know yourself, know your worth.
Know yourself, know your wealth.
Know your health.
Keep it stealth.
Yeah, I was going to say you got to add words.
I'm not. I got nothing right now. I got nothing. The weather's dry.
From the upper show.
But yeah, I think that's an interesting question though, because it really depends. It's really a lot of times situational too, because if you are making a building, a lot of times it actually is good to have some sort of blueprint. Mm-hmm.
So you're not making your building like a giant plate,
right?
Yeah. You know, some say the earth is a giant plate.
I mean,
for another time.
But yeah.
Speaking of a giant plate, they said it's an ice wall. Antarctica is an ice wall.
You know,
ice wall is going. So it's like, Attack on Titan. They made it through
the wall. I had heard there was aliens in Antarctica. That's where the aliens is at. That's why it's so restricted.
I heard we was aliens.
Where y'all be on conspiracy theory TikTok?
Sometimes.
Oh, all right. I can tell.
I almost wound up in it today, but I got myself out of it.
Yeah, all it takes is one. I was watching one clip, and I'm like, and it's a Jamaican dude, and he's talking. And I'm like, I'm listening. We talking about, all right, cool. And then I'm listening to the subject, man. I was like, nah, this about to get me. They about to get me in this conspiracy theory TikTok.
Most of the time, I'll be in clothing brand TikTok. Clothing brand startup TikTok. Yeah, that's where I'll be at. Oh, that's a good idea. Click, click, click.
I'll be in, like, food TikTok or places to go, like travel, food and travel.
Sometimes music, but I miss I need to get back into producer TikTok because I used to have find all the beats and just go.
I be trying to get there, but they never keep me in music TikTok long.
You gotta like somebody's page.
I do.
And then you gotta like go through their page a little
bit. Oh, I gotta go through their page. Like,
so that they give you more of the same.
Okay. Because I don't be going through their page. That must be what it is. Because I be like, why am I looking at boats?
And save them, duet them.
Yeah, I gotta get my TikTok going for real again.
Yeah, me too. I gotta get serious again. I don't be feeling like it though. Like, just be like, I don't want to spend all my time on this app.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Well,
no, I
didn't
feel good.
You're like, yeah, I don't even be on my social. I wasn't even gonna say that. I be scrolling, but y'all don't be seeing these posts. It do be a lot, especially for TikTok, because a lot of it is more trend-based, so.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. Like the dances and all that stuff.
That's just one little
portion. No, but a lot of it is you want to keep up with whatever sound is current or whatever, like.
Well, I've seen that they pushing original sounds now.
Oh, see, so. I didn't know that, because today was my first time on TikTok in a little while, for real, so. But yeah, y'all got any more?
Wrap it up then.
Got nothing.
All right, y'all. This was a short pod, but we thank you for joining us again for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. If y'all got any topics that y'all want us to talk about, definitely let us know in the comments. DM us at Gray Area Podcast at Instagram. At Gray Area Podcast on Instagram. DM
Did
us.
Did you say email us?
No.
You said DM us.
I said DM us. You can email us at.
You said one letter.
Is it the Gray Area?
Don't email us.
Don't email us, because we don't know what the email is.
It'll be here.
Yeah, it'll be on the screen.
You know, just
email us at the email. And, yeah, thanks for joining us, and we'll see y'all next time.
Yeah.
Bye!
Yes, sir!